Just one halakha that came up in the laws of Shabbat. Maran is posek in Siman Shin Vav in halakha here. Asur l'skor hazanim l'tpalel b'Shabbat v'yesh mi shematir. It's forbidden to hire hazanim to work on Shabbat. Why? Because they're getting paid for work that they're doing on Shabbat. And it's asur to get paid from Schar Shabbat. So how do we hire hazanim that work on Shabbat? That's the only time that they work. They work all year, but they work all year on Shabbat. So therefore their whole job is Shabbat. And Maran says that it's asur, the skor hazanim for the Shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishum shenotel schar Shabbat. And the rabbis forbade to receive payment for work that's done on Shabbat. Then Maran writes, V'yesh misha matir. Yes, there's somebody that's matir. Now we know there's a general rule, setam v'yesh, halakha k'setam. V'yesh misha matir, says the Mishnah Berurah, Svira le de bimkom mitzvah lo gadu rabbanan. The bimkom mitzvah, it's a hazan, it's a mitzvah. So they said the rabbis were not gozer in such a case. However, mikol makom eno roe siman beracha. Even though it's permissible, the poskim agree there's no beracha from such money. Ubchol ze wadin leskor tokeya, or for that matter, to hire somebody to blow the shofar. You're hiring him for Rosh Hashanah. He only blows Rosh Hashanah. So that's Chaskar Yom Tov. That's also a problem. So what's the way out? So the Rama brings down Ve'im Secharo L'Shana O L'Chodesh V'Kul Ha'al Mashare. If you hire him, not for Shabbatot, but for the year or for the month, and he has other jobs as well, so then, meaning he works during the week also. So you're not paying him necessarily for Shabbat. That's called Habla'a. You're swallowing it in. The Shabbat and the weekday is together. So therefore it is okay. Furthermore, there is another way that we have these Hazanim. Since they prepare during the week, they're practicing. So you're paying them also not only the job they do on Shabbat, but for the preparation. Then they go to school for many years to learn the Hazanut. So you're paying for them for that as well. The Rav, when you're paying the Rabbi. Let's say Rabbi, you're paying him for Shabbat, but he has to prepare the Drashot. So you're preparing also during the week that he has to prepare the Drashot. And therefore, it's permissible. Incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah does say that the Minhag happens to be Mekel. The Mishnah Berurah says that the custom is to be lenient on this subject. However, the Maaseh, it's better to make a condition according to Maran that so long as he's doing work, not only for Shabbat specifically, you're paying him for his work before Shabbat, or let's say he's the Hazan, and he's the Hazan in Moshe Shabbat. Arbit Moshe Shabbat is Hazan. Already he gets up, empty says Atachon and Tano, Shabbat's over. And he's still Hazan, he's doing Havdalah. Oh, he makes the Havdalah already after Shabbat. So we're paying him for that as well. So therefore there's ways to be lenient, to hire Hazanim, so long as you make it before Shabbat. And you hire the Banim and workers before Shabbat.